It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 20th, 2015. It's the 143rd anniversary of the formal opening of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. That was on February 20th, 1872. Informally known as the Met, it is the largest art museum in the United States and one of the 10 largest in the world. Its permanent collection contains more than 2 million works, divided among 17 departments. The main building is located at 1000 Fifth Avenue, along the eastern edge of Central Park and Manhattan's Museum Mile, which contains 9 other museums, including the Guggenheim, the Jewish Museum, and the Museum of the City of New York. The Met also includes a much smaller second location at the Cloisters in Upper Manhattan that features medieval art. Represented in the permanent collection are works of art from classical antiquity and ancient Egypt, paintings and sculptures from nearly all the European masters, and an extensive collection of American and modern art. The Met also maintains extensive holdings of African, Asian, Oceanic, Byzantine, and Islamic art. The museum is home to comprehensive collections of musical instruments, costumes and accessories, and antique weapons and armor from around the world. Several notable interiors ranging from first century Rome through modern American design are permanently installed in the Met's galleries. The Metropolitan Museum of Art was founded in 1870. The founders included businessmen and financiers as well as leading artists and thinkers of the day who wanted to open a museum to bring art and art education to the American people. When it opened 2 years later, it was originally located at 681 Fifth Avenue. The museum's main building is nearly a quarter of a mile long and occupies about 2 million square feet. Admission is often pay what you wish with a recommendation of $25. Many people who have never visited the Met or New York's other museums are still familiar with them through the large number of films, old and new, dark or funny, independent or blockbuster, that have used them as background, including When Harry Met Sally, where Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan meander through the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Egyptian Temple with views overlooking the vibrant fall colors of Central Park through soaring windows, or Coogan's Bluff, which follows Clint Eastwood as he chases a fugitive amid the ancient cloisters. The 1999 film The Thomas Crown Affair, starring Pierce Brosnan, also kicks off at the Met with the theft of a Monet. Many areas of the museum are featured in the film, from the high-ceilinged art galleries to the museum's stately facade and famous front steps. And for pure fun, what could top Night at the Museum, which, despite the brilliant work of Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, Robin Williams, and others, the greatest star of the film is the American Museum of Natural History. As wonderful as these visits on film are, nothing tops the real thing. You could easily spend a week exploring the galleries and corridors of the Metropolitan Museum of Art alone, but if you have only a day or a few hours, visit anyway, and be sure to allow a little extra time to linger for a selfie on the grand steps out front. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 20th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.